with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's going to be big. Stick around.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Bob, thanks for the help with the sliders. They're a simple little creation, but I want to do it right. Because it's the feature of the show. I mean, I got the standards there. But.
Well, that's cool because you were at least given advance notice when I did that unit up in Canada the first time. It was like thrown at me and said, "What are you going to do?"
Yeah, right.
And we've all had that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you're a grilling guy, at least Jop and I have had that too many times where you're just there, so they assume you know what to do, and you got to think and not look like you're. Yeah. As screwed as you think.
The worst
you don't
want to
look here like you're as screwed as you think you are.
The worst one of those that ever happened to me is a guy walked into a party that I was catering, and he had two ducks he had just shot, still feathers and everything, and he lays them on the board and says, "Hey, make something out of those. You're the grilling guy." It's like, wow.
Wow.
Okay, here we go. But anyway, thinking of creativity, Bob, we got Shasta in the studio, right?
Yes, welcome to the show, Shasta
Thank
Face.
You. Thank you, thank you.
So Shasta, for those of our listeners that don't know, tell us a little bit about Old World Olive Company.
Well, I sometimes feel like a broken record because I feel like we all kind of know the concept, but just when I say that, I find there are as many people that don't know about us that do.
There are more. More.
15
Sadly
years later.
Sadly so, because they're missing out.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, let's face it. When you see a sign that says oil and vinegar, you think of a salad and you go, "Hey, let's stop and get lunch."
Yeah. Right. You think of mostly healthy eating, nothing comfort food wise.
Some place I'd ever go.
All right.
When Jop told me about your business, I'm like, "Oil and vinegar, I don't know. Yeah. How exciting can that be?"
Right.
Then we did a remote at your location and I found out how exciting it
was. Right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. So 50 different varieties of oil and vinegar. And when I say oil and vinegar, the oil is sourced from small batch artisans all around the world. We carefully select who we import from. We want to make sure the chemical profile of that oil is sturdy and represents the quality that we want to pass on.
This comes largely from Italy?
It comes from all over. So we use both hemispheres. So right now,
there's a big word right there.
Kind of like your brain.
Hemispheres.
You're using all them hemispheres to get something out.
That's such a big head. There's got to be five hemispheres.
Yeah. Bob has a one hemisphere brain. Let's be clear.
Yeah. And the oil just kind of smooths everything out. Yeah.
Right. So right now the Northern Hemisphere is producing. So that's going to be places like Italy, California. And then, you know, when it's like Michigan, we can grow apples here in Michigan, but we have a season. The entire world has a season. And so we want to source from whatever part in the world has the freshest fruit at the time.
Okay, and fruit being an olive.
Correct,
right?
Yep.
Okay, so you said 50 flavors, varieties.
Yep.
So that seems probably to the average person like me is like, there are 50 different kinds of olive oil? What?
Right.
What are you talking about?
And if,
so let's talk about that a little bit.
Right, and if you're like me, if I go in to a store and I have a lot of choices, I won't make a buying decision
because
there's too many, right?
Let's focus on oils first.
Yep. So our staff is trained to be able to break down if you're working with a dietary restriction, we can work with that. If you're looking for something that's just different, we can work with that. We're going to ask you questions. What do you like to eat? Do you have any allergies? What's the purpose of today? What brings you in? And then we can dial our knowledge into the products that would make the most sense for you.
Okay, so let's run that scenario. You asked me that question, what brings you in today? I'm tired of cooking just plain old chicken on my grill.
Yeah.
My wife only eats skinless, boneless chicken breast. And I tend to dry it out. Two, I tend to use the same two or three seasonings on it. And I get the same result every time. I want to do something different.
Yeah, so I love that question. Chicken is kind of like my go-to because it's kind of vanilla. Most people will eat chicken. My go-to is garlic, extra virgin olive oil, and pineapple balsamic.
My favorite combination.
It's amazing.
It's like we're kindred souls.
We've established that.
So we'll cover the balsamics in the next segment. But for the garlic, virgin olive oil. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. The biggest. What did I stop and get last night? The large bottle of and spill some.
The wine bottle size.
They're very good at cleaning up floors, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, we're professional.
But my point is, again, for the person that isn't familiar with this, how does garlic get into the olive? I like chunks of it floating in there. Or,
right.
Or what's that look like? And is it like super strong? Can you smell it? How much of it do you use on that chicken breast? Let's go down that line a little bit.
Great question. We just did a all staff training on this. And, you know, we always are trying to make sure everyone understands and knows this process. So the fruit, which is the olive, is crushed. We extract the fruit. It gets bottled.
So the oil comes from the olive or from the seed?
From the olive.
Okay.
But that's I could really nerd out on you with that because that's a really
conversation
too. So
hey Shasta, go easy. It's only one hemisphere.
Right. One hemisphere. Yeah. So
you hit me in the fruit hemisphere.
I did. Yes. It could have been worse. So yeah. So we
fruits and nuts.
We crush the fruit.
That's a different hemisphere.
Right.
That's below the equator. Sorry.
Wow.
Why does it always get like this when you come in the studio? Corey's not even here.
Right. He's so shy, right?
All right. Everybody take a breath.
Okay. All right. Let's back up. So we crush the fruit. And nothing is artificial. Everything that is in all of our products, whether it's an oil or a balsamic, it's all natural, all naturally occurring. So when we make a garlic oil, we crush that garlic oil for its oil of the actual garlic clove, right? And then that is added at the end to the extra virgin olive oil.
Who knew all these things had oil?
Right.
Well, I think if you push on it hard enough, it turns into some sort of liquid.
It does.
And it's an oil.
And this is a roasted garlic.
I can attest to that.
Oh, it's a roasted garlic. It's not fresh.
So
it's been roasted. Enhance the flavor, probably.
Right. Yeah. And so if you've ever had garlic fresh versus throwing it in the oven or on the grill you roast it,
love it,
it's a totally different flavor profile.
You're right. So moving forward with the oils.
Please do.
If garlic is one... You said that there's several others.
Yeah.
Give me the top two or three that sell, and maybe we can try to relate how that flavor gets in there as well.
Okay, and before you do, I want to give a shout-out to my favorite second girlfriend in the oil business, Tunisian harissa.
Okay.
I love me some harissa.
Yes, she's a spicy one.
Oh.
She is the classic African-ish type
Moroccan Tunisia
flavor that you would think of if you're in those parts of the world.
It's so good.
Is that a flavor?
Yeah.
I thought it was one of her employees.
Harissa.
Oh.
And that's harassa.
Okay.
Yes.
So
it's a problem.
What is that? Okay, Bob, because I've never seen that in the store. So take me down that road. Why is that a good one?
So it is spicy. It's just a touch smoky, not a whole lot. It's one that it'll just kind of sneak up on you.
You have to go to Tunisia to really appreciate it.
So is it back on my chicken again? You can use that on that profile.
Oh my gosh, is it good?
You could use those on your moose burgers too.
If you like sriracha, this is a different variation of that. It's the other side of the world.
Yeah, Moroccan, mm-hmm. African-ish mm-hmm. flair.
Okay, cool.
Who thought oil could be so exciting? We blew right through that.
Yeah, and we'll keep touching on it, I'm sure, throughout the rest of the show. But coming up next, we're going to be talking about the other side of the house at Old World Olive Company, and that are the balsamic vinegars, the balsamic vinegars. So interesting as the oil, if not more. But you list the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.